The ivory Pequod was turned into what seemed a shamble. Every sailor a butcher. You would have thought we were offering up 10,000 red oxen to the sea gods. Suspended in stages over the side, Starbuck and Stubb, the mates, armed with their long spades, began cutting a hole in the whale's body for the insertion of the hook, just above the nearest of the two side fins. This done, a broad semicircular line is cut round the hole. The hook is inserted, and the main body of the crew, starting up a wild chorus, now commence heaving in one dense crowd at the windlass.
Chumley, 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 Chumley.
When instantly the entire ship careens over on her side, every bolt in her starts like the nailheads of an old house in frosty weather. She trembles, quivers, and nods her frightened mastheads to the sky. More and more she leans over to the whale, while every gasping heave of the windlass is answered by a helping heave from the billows. Till at last, a swift, startling snap is heard.
Chumley, Chumley,
chociaż mokre plece, rany wiatru lecze, chociaż przestać pragnie.
With a great swash, the ship rolls upwards and backwards from the whale, and the triumphant tackle rises into sight, dragging after it the disengaged semicircular end of the first strip of blubber. Now, as the blubber envelops the whale, precisely as the right does an orange, so is it stripped off from the body. Precisely as an orange is sometimes stripped by spiralizing it. For the strain constantly kept up by the windlass continually keeps the whale rolling over and over in the water. And as the blubber in one strip uniformly peels up along the line called the scar, simultaneously cut by the spades of Starbuck and Stubb, the mates, and just as fast as it is thus peeled off, and indeed by that very act itself, it is all the time being hoisted higher and higher aloft, till its upper end grazes the main top. The men at the windlass then cease heaving, and for a moment or two, the prodigious blood-dripping mass sways to and fro as it let down from the sky. Everyone present must take good heed to dodge it when it swings, else it may box his ears and pitch him headlong overboard.
Chumley, Chumley,
chociaż mokre plece,
Chumley,
rany jak lecze,
Chumley,
chociaż przestać pragniesz, Chumley, bracie, aż nie padniesz,
Chumley.
The heavers forward now resume their song, and while the one tackle is peeling and hoisting a second strip from the whale, the other is slowly slackened away, and down goes the first strip through the main hatchway right beneath into an unfurnished parlour called the Blubber Room. Into this twilight apartment, sundry nimble hands keep coiling away the long blanket piece as if it were a great live mass of plated serpents. Thus the work proceeds, the two tackles hoisting and lowering simultaneously, both whale and windlass heaving, the heavers singing, the blubber room gentlemen coiling, the mates scarfing, the ship straining, and all hands swearing occasionally by way of assuaging the general friction.
Chociaż przestać pragniesz, ciągnij bracie, aż nie padnie.